Hello, everyone. How are you today? My name, well, as always, I'm your host for Moonlight Madness, Blake. Welcome to Moonlight Madness, by the way. And I'm going to be doing reviews on one of my favorite movies I like to watch, Gremlins 1 and 2. So if you haven't seen any of those, please, well, I don't know, watch the movies and then come to me. Or if you just don't want to watch the movies and just want to blab my mouth about them, you can do that too. And if you don't have gremlins in your state, because I don't know if all people have gremlins selling in their countries and states, well, sorry. But you're going to get a taste of it now. So you probably all heard the rumors, you know, oh, the planes in World War II, yeah. Thank you, stupid gremlins, you took them down. Well, let me tell you the story about the movie of the gremlins, right? So, movie one, 10 out of 10, I love it. It was the first one I saw, I loved it. I remember watching it on Christmas Eve with my mother and father, and it was the best movie, the best time I ever had. You know, I didn't just spend time with your loved ones because one thing I didn't have them. So you gotta spend time with them. People, parents love you. Show them you love them back. And number two, about these recently mentioned gremlins. So yeah, the Gremlins movies are amazing. I love them. I don't really know much about the Gremlins, except that they're freaky and they scare the crap out of me. But yeah, so technically, let's see, how the movie technically goes is this, alright? There's this cute little mogwai known as Gizmo, right? Cute as can be. He has children because he got wet. See, there's three rules. Don't feed them after midnight, most importantly. Don't get them in sunlight or you'll kill them. Don't give them water or they'll multiply. Well, they break every single one of those rules. Bright lights scare them, and sunlight kills them. They kill all the gremlins in the end of the movie. Spoiler alert. Except Gizmo by, you know, shining lights on him. You know, opening the windows in this convenience store and kills them that way. If you give them water, as I said, they multiply, which is how the whole gremlin apocalypse started, how they kill many people, they break in their houses. There's this one kid who I wish I could meet, who I'd love to put in my freedom fighting force, the Defenders of Violet. Real freedom fighter force. Trump all the way. Make America great again. So this way. I will not call my troops out and let if Trump's president, because Trump, I don't know if you listen to this. Congratulations out again of getting rid of that COVID-19. And on top of that, Trump, I love you, man. You're like the best president ever. Trump all the way. No, we should make Trump our king. I would gladly give my troops up, just, you know, let them go back to their normal lives. If Trump agreed to be president forever, because I think that Trump would be a president that we need forever. He's very good. I love Trump. That tells you who I'm voting for 2020 election. Donald Trump. There's also, if you guys like Andy Griffith, there's a rumor that Donald Trump played in the horse trader of Andy Griffith. I hope he did, because I love Andy Griffith, and if Trump's in it, I'll love that show even more. But we're not here to talk about that. Where was I? How did I even get on Trump? I'm an idiot. Sorry. So yeah, the gremlins get into sunlight, kills them, they multiply with water, and on top of that, if you feed them after midnight, they become evil, green things. Yeah, one has a mohawk, and he's the leader of the evil ones. It's sad, because if he has a mohawk, he should be evil. But if he had a top hat, it'd be worse. If everyone has a top hat monocle, they should be good people. It's a law. It should be a law. You may not put anyone with a monocle and a mustache and a top hat in prison. Yeah, that's That should be a thing. Trump, I love you. Please make that a thing. Now, we're going on, because we're getting off subject. Alright. So, in the second one, this one guy drinks, like, some sort of intelligent potion. And he's, like, one of his most civilized gremlins ever. There's this gremlin that breaks into the steel room as he's talking, like, okay, so, like, they're interviewing him. What do you little guys want? And the gremlin's like, well, Bob, the reason why we're doing this is because, well, for any other reason. Like humans, we want civilization. Because, despite our looks, we can be quite civilized if we want. And we know what civilization is, and we know what we want. And he ends up shooting one of the gremlins. He's like, no, that's civilized. No, clearly not fun, but hell no, civilized. And I'm like, I don't know if I like this gremlin or hate him with a bone deep ache. Because, I mean, gremlins are awesome. I like gremlins, they're cool. But, seriously, are gremlins civilized? That's something we have to ask ourselves. Dude, what do you guys think out there? You think gremlins can be civilized? Okay, there's one no, one yes, one I don't care. Dude, you're mean. Okay. Now that's settled. Okay, let's see here. So yeah, Gremlins 2. 10 out of 10. I love them both. They're cheesy, like, they have this, let's put it this way. The graphics in that one is the same as Teen Wolf with Michael J. Fox. Who is an awesome actor, I love that actor. So yeah, graphics, if not a little cheesier. And so I don't know if it's a comedy or thriller or horror, but it's a good movie. I want to get the second one so bad, so if I go to Comic-Con and you guys see me there, and you guys want to bring in Gremlins 2, or Gremlins 1, because I would like one of those two, because I mean, I have one, but it's kind of scratched up, and I would like a new one before it stops working, so if you guys want, I do really appreciate it. Please. Or Scooby-Doo, Ahoy Pirates, or Scooby-Doo has another with Pirates, that's it. I love that as a kid, so. Yeah, if you guys want to bring that and give it to me, you can. That would be really appreciated, actually. So, we're moving on. Enough with my wish list for Christmas. Even though I shouldn't have said that. Okay. So we're moving on, laddies. Alright? So yeah, now that we've finished with the Gremlins, we're moving on to Wolf Brothers. Oh, and Landon, if you don't know. I mean, he already, like, reviewed every single one of my videos. This is the way of thanking him, and if he does it again, he'll get a better review than the ones I just want to say right now. The Tony Cronut review, one of my stories, I absolutely admired. Like, that was just... it was wonderful. And he did that. I'm so happy to call him my friend. And my wolf brother. Watch our YouTube channel, right? You'll be able to see a homing crystal. I'll have to make one for him next time he comes over. Because he wants one so bad. And I didn't give him the one I made, because I made it and I went through the pain and suffering. Landon, tell you what, bro. Tell you what. If you bring in two custom-made ones, guys, it's for you too. Me and Landon are going to order really expensive custom-made ones for me and him to have permanently, and then we're going to be making ones made out of shirts, and they're not going to be priced as much as the custom-made ones, because you can't even get one anymore. You can't get crystal. That's what we made our own. So instead of you guys wasting a lot of money on custom-made ones like we're doing, we're making ones out of shirts, and we're gonna, and if you want, we'll even sign them and give them to you with a Wolf Brothers t-shirt, Wolf Brothers necklace, and an autograph of Wolf Brothers with us saying how much we enjoy you guys doing what you do. We love you guys. So, if you guys send us some monies, because we need this to keep on making love. If you guys send us some stuff to kind of help us along, that would be really appreciated. because, let's be honest, we can't do anything without you. Landon agrees. We're worthless without you guys, without your support. I mean, you guys are awesome. I can't even fathom where we'd be. And this goes for a podcast, too. Without you, we don't know where we'd be. And you guys just do so much for us that it's unreal. You'll never know what you mean to us. Anyway, so yeah, Tony Cronin, 10 out of 10. Tony's Valentine's 2 and 3, 10 out of 10. The reviews on my channel, 10 out of 10. Whoop Brother News, it made me laugh, 10 out of 10. Let's see. I'm Not Dead, not so much. That's probably 9 out of 10. Because I'm glad he's not dead, but it wasn't really that funny. And Had to Be a Sellout, that one was... I'm sorry, that one was horrible. So, 2 out of 10. He did one recently, I can't remember what it was, but I remember that was in it. 10 out of 10. And let's see. He did some more that I can't remember. I need to go back and watch some. Landon, by the way, if you're watching, you have my permission. If you want to hear something about Tony, tell me. And if you want to do a Tony story, you have my permission to use that. I would actually be honored for you to do that. So, yeah. Everyone, tell Landon that he must do a Tony story. I want to see where he would bring Tony. Because if he does good and I like it enough, I'll sign the rights over to him. Right here. Right now. If I don't like him, if I just like him but I don't love him, love him, then they're still mine. But if I like him, then I'll let him do some of his. Because he could literally bring Tony to a brand new level. So yeah, Landon, you have my permission. So, don't waste your chance, bro. Anyway, moving on. So yeah, that's what I have to say about the Whoop Brothers. Podcast. Also watch us on YouTube. Yeah, that's right. We are on YouTube. So if you can't get enough of us on the podcast, let's go on YouTube. We'll get more of us there. As per the statement. That's all I have to say. So thank you everyone for your support. Again, we wouldn't be able to do anything without you. And yeah, that's all I have to say right now. Sorry. But I'm just that's all I have to say. By the way, Miss Lauren, if you are listening, I know it's late, but happy birthday. I know your birthday was probably a while back, but on behalf of all of us Wolf Brothers out there, we want to wish you a happy birthday. Hope you had a good one. We all know you're a lovely and nice, very kind young lady. I know your parents, and they raised you very, very well. They raised you good. Thank you. Born to my name. You did a good job. You raised a very nice, kind, and respectful daughter. Your parenting skills rock. So, everyone, that's all I really have to say for this podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked it, punch that like button in the face. Like a boss! As always, high fives all around. Thank you so much for watching. And before I go, I wanted to sit back because it's been people been asking about it. My Markiplier and Jacksepticeye impersonation. Thank you everyone for watching this video. If you liked it, punch that button in the face like a boss. And as always, high fives all around. Thank you so much, Markiplier One. Hello everyone, thank you for watching this video. If you liked it, put a like on the face and like your boss. As always, high fives all around. Thank you so for much for watching. I'll see you all next time. Next video. Bye bye. That's the best thing to do. I'm sorry if I insulted Markiplier to accept that. But that's what I'm trying to do. I just want to do that because someone is literally asking me to do that. I don't know who. I love you all, but if whoever's telling me to do Markiplier and Drex impersonations, please stop. I'm insulting people. I hate it. I don't like to insult people. I do their voices and sucking at them. But yeah, so I'm just going to clear that up. Again, everyone, thank you so much for watching. You guys, it's what keeps me going. Thank you, everyone. And I'll see you all next time, next video. And remember, look in the shadows. Because what's a strange one? And a little side note, you know your parents? Give them a hug. Give them a kiss. And respect them. Dustin, you hear me? Respect your mom and your dad. Because once they're gone, you never get them back. If you're adopted, think about it. Your parents take way good care of you. So respect them, love them, and cherish them. They deserve all your respect and your unconditional love. Considering a lot of adopted parents have unconditional love as well. So, you know, reap what you sow. That's all I want to say. Thank you for watching this video. And I'll see you all next time next video. And please, subscribe to World Brothers, leave a nice comment, and a 5-star rating. And please, with me, leave a comment. I don't care if it's 1-star or 5-stars, leave a comment so I know what I'm doing right or wrong. I would appreciate that. Leave a comment and a review. Thank you, everyone. I love you all so much. Thank you for watching this video. And I'll see you all next video. Oh, and that reminds me. For the guy who sent me a text saying I need to swear in my videos, that's not gonna happen. I'm not cussing in my videos. Unless that's to do with biblical stuff, like what Simon Peter said to that one girl when she was asking if you know Jesus. But other than just cussing because I want to cuss, I don't cuss, guys. I'm not cursing in my videos. These children don't watch these videos, man. I'm not gonna curse in my videos. Sorry, but that's stupid. I'm not cursing. So stop asking. Thank you, everyone, and good night.